You're listening to Public Radio from Western Michigan University, WMUK 102.1 FM. I'm Arlene McMichael with a special interview with U.S. Republican Representative Fred Upton of St. Joseph. He was on Capitol Hill yesterday when a mob ambushed the building. Welcome back to WMUK.
Well, thanks.
Where were you when Trump protesters stormed the Capitol, and what did you see?
The word was out that because it was a joint session, you know, all 435 members of the House and 199 members of the Senate were going to be together for a joint session, that they were really asking no more than about 90 or so of us to be on the House floor because of COVID, because of social distancing. And so I decided I would do that. I would watch the proceedings in my office across the street on C-SPAN. And obviously, when it came time to vote or actually participate in the debate, which I was planning to do later, I would actually be on the House floor. So I was watching the debate. All of a sudden, I saw members scatter.
How much responsibility rests with President Trump or any other Republican leaders for saying that the election was stolen?
Well, a couple things. From day one, really, once the election was called, I called to congratulate President-elect Biden back on November 7th. I watched the president's speech that he gave on the ellipse to the big crowd yesterday morning and felt that he did inspire the crowd to charge the Capitol. You know, as I walked back into the Capitol to vote, listen to the debate later on into the early morning on Thursday, the broken glass, the ATF folks that are there, the police, all, you know, they were in literally hand-to-hand combat. And, of course, talking to my colleagues over there, a number from Michigan that were in the chamber that were told to get on the floor to grab a gas mask. You know, from the get-go, the president was looking, I think, to see something like this happen. Tragically, 4 people died.
One woman was shot inside the Capitol building by police as a mob tried to break into a barricaded door. Meanwhile, 3 other people died from medical emergencies around the Capitol grounds.
It quickly got out of hand. There's no question about that.
I know that certainly a number of African-Americans that I spoke with yesterday, they contrast how when Black Lives Matter protesters were at the Capitol last year, you know, how their reception was versus what happened yesterday, where it appears to be almost like a total lapse of security. And there's some sense that if it were Black protesters predominantly, that they would have been tear gassed by now or something like that. How do you respond to that sentiment of African-Americans?
Well, I understand it. And that's why we need justice reform. It's one of the reasons why I participated in a number of peaceful marches here in Michigan in favor of Black Lives Matter. And I'm hopeful and encouraged that we'll see legislation move forward that in essence got stalled because of differences between the House and the Senate this last year. You know, I was not in Washington when they had the real disturbances there, the violence, the destruction of property. I know that a number of arrests were made yesterday at the Capitol. I know that there will be a number of more arrests that will be made as people look at the videos, the individual in Pelosi's office, et cetera. I know that chemical irritants apparently were used to break through the police lines. There were a lot of us, Republicans and Democrats, that asked, why didn't they use tear gas initially when they broke through the police lines? I know they used some bang flashers, flashbang things. Obviously, one person, unfortunately, was shot and killed as she tried to get into the House chamber. I think all these things are going to be looked at, but it reminds us as well that we need some reforms and racism. Yeah, it still exists. I mean, the Confederate flags that were there in the Capitol yesterday, some of the chants that were made by some of the folks, not at all encouraging.
You've been listening to an interview with U.S. Republican Representative Fred Upton of St. Joseph. He was on Capitol Hill yesterday when a mob ambushed the Capitol. Hear a longer version of this interview online at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Arlene McMichael.